The Big Sports Breakfast, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Tickets now available on the Tab app or website.
T&Cs apply. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858.
Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Jerry. Morning, boys. Love affair. Women's javelin. Where'd that come from?
It's the Olympics, buddy. It does a lot of things to us.
You're going to actually have to watch it.
Thought, Shana.
In terms of obscure sports, I actually quite love European handball.
Yeah, you're not the first to say that around here.
Really?
Not for me, but whatever floats your boat.
Ping pong. I'm table tennis man through and through.
Yeah, fucking table tennis. Well, I'm sort of thinking, if you want to qualify for Australia for the Brisbane Games in 2032, if you're a 12 or 13-year-old kid, start playing European handball. Because you'll be a chance. Australia will have to field a team in that Olympic Games in 2032.
Or run the 100. One or the other.
I'm sort of talking to people who don't have a lot of ability. So maybe get into European handball.
Yeah.
So who's the bloke, Loz, a great after-dinner speaker, I'm sure, who represented Australia in Sudoku?
Oh, I've heard him.
Yes, I have. Represented Australia.
He's a fantastic after-dinner speaker. Yeah. I forget his name.
Glenn McGrath was the best I ever saw.
He said that he was the only person.
Glenn McGrath was the best I've ever seen.
At Sudoku.
He would do a whole book in a domestic flight. Hour and a half flight. You know, you get those books. I don't know how many. He would do the whole book.
Yeah.
So they have easy, medium, hard. He was a genius.
There you go. The boy from Narromine. Sudoku champ. That we never knew about.
Yep.
Now, stay inside. What a trial that was yesterday.
Looked impressive, didn't he, Jared? Obviously, his first public hit out since coming back from his Golden Slipper winning campaign. And let's be honest, he's taking on a few horses that are probably middle-distance horses and want to get a bit further. So he might be a bit sharper at the start of his campaign. But having said that, he moved really good. I thought his action was great. Hit the line in reasonably good time. I thought Very Elegant back in the mid-pack there was really good. She wasn't asked for much of an effort from all for James McDonald. Ice Bath and Colding finished behind her. But obviously Stay Inside has come back in really good order. Excited to see what he can do this campaign. Obviously Michael and Richard Friedman probably hoping to try and get a slot in the Everest, but a fair bit of water to go under the bridge yet.
Adam, I thought Huey Bowman and James McDonald were cleared for their COVID breaches, but that's not the case. Is that right?
Guess what, Laurie? I thought they were cleared as well, but unfortunately for them, Queensland Police had some more information and passed it on to Racing New South Wales stewards, and there was an inquiry held yesterday afternoon, and they were both fined $1,000 for their little holiday or stint, whatever you want to call it, up there in Port Douglas after they were pulled out of that Group 1 meeting up there in Queensland. And they've sort of admitted to stewards, they thought the health advice that was coming through at the time was really confusing, and I can actually concur with them because I was in Queensland at the same stage before State of Origin 2, and that Friday afternoon, the health advice was changing very, very rapidly from Queensland Health, and I was quite confused myself. I ended up coming home on that Friday night, so the way I read it, I thought I'd have to quarantine for 7 days in a hotel room and not be able to go absolutely anywhere, and they obviously went on to Port Douglas. There was some suggestion they isolated themselves for 7 days up there before they went out and about in the community, but Queensland Police came back to Racing Class stewards and gave them a little fine, so they're back to the races this week and hoping to try and put this episode behind them.
Now, is Incentivise finally on the road to Melbourne?
He is, Jared. Hopefully to arrive at Peter Moody Stables at some stage a little bit later this morning at Pakenham. It's been some sort of ordeal, hasn't it? He won that Tats Cup going back a few weeks ago now, trying to get him from Queensland to Melbourne with all the border restrictions through New South Wales. But thankfully for the team, he's on the road, he's on his way, getting ready to start his Melbourne Cup campaign where he's the early favourite. So, as I mentioned on the show a couple of weeks ago, every move he's going to make is going to be watched and scrutinised pretty closely at the moment. And I think for Peter Moody, it'd be a massive relief to get him down there, have a cast his eye over him, get him ready for the spring and see what's next.
Are you having a play at Randwick today?
Yeah, it's a tricky little meeting, Laurie. Don't mind one late in the day race, late number two, Exotic Ruby. She's been slogging away on these wet tracks all through winter at the moment. She's faced heavy eight, heavy eight, heavy eight in the last three runs. She's a much better horse on top of the ground. We finally get some sort of dry track today. I think it's almost listed as a good four this morning. So from barrier one, late in the day, just hoping the fence is not too off, but with James McDonald on board, I'm happy to side with her. So that's race eight, number two, Exotic Ruby.
$3.40 in favourite with Tab. Now, one of our listeners actually texted this in yesterday, and Peter McDonald, Ace McDonald, sadly passed away, and he's been a giant figure in country rugby league in particular and around out my way, around the Group 10 region.
Yeah, some really sad news, Jared, that came through on Monday afternoon. I sort of alerted to this on Monday night. Peter McDonald, who's been a long-time administrator and board member with Country Rugby League, I'm sure he'd be known to a lot of your listeners out in the bush, in particular in the Central West. He started off with a Cowra Magpies, way back in the late 1970s, he's worked for Group 10, Western Division, Country Rugby League, and he's also a life member of New South Wales Rugby League. He's a life member of all those organisations as well as New South Wales Rugby League. Unfortunately, passed away early this week. And there's a lot of people out there who have been touched by Peter. His work and his contribution to rugby league, and as well as greyhound racing, his sons Rod and Wes are both greyhound trainers as well, has been absolutely immense over more than 40-odd years. He's had a huge impact on those sports, but I think the most profound thing is he's had a massive impact on a lot of people involved in his life, including myself. I was a young journo who started out there in Cowra about 10 or 15 years ago. He encouraged me to write about rugby league and greyhound racing. He was a lovely, lovely man. And unfortunately, he's passed away earlier this week. So our thoughts go out to Sue, his wife, the boys, Rod and Wes, all their families. I know they're going to miss him tremendously. You're all in our thoughts at this moment, guys, and wish you all the best. But let's be remembered. He was a great man.
Just a quick one, mate. James Roberts, what did you think of the bubble breach?
Oh, Laurie, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I'm not in that situation up there with the families and a couple of those plays in those hotels. I can't imagine how hard it would be trying to stay in that room constantly, not even able to go out in the balcony. It looks like he hasn't done much. He's put a towel over a balcony. But I suppose the rules are the rules, aren't they? But the goalposts keep shifting, don't they, Laurie, with Queensland Health? I think the families and there's a few players up there thought they were going into a certain environment. They kept changing the rules on the run. So, listen, I don't know. As you guys said, I'd hate to have a camera on me 24-7 up there at some people trying to catch these guys out. So, yeah, I don't know.
And it was Mick Collis. Who was the Sudoku man? Yeah, he's been.
He should take on Glenn McGrath.
Well, he did captain Australia. So you reckon McGrath's got him?
Give Pidge a chance. Don't worry, we'll have a crack.
There you go. Have a great day, mate.
See you, boys.